My name is Doug Strombaum. My preferred pronouns are he, him, L. I've been invited to speak with you today about why I became a member of East Shore about 16 years ago and why I continue my membership. I also have to say there's a family story and then there's an individual story, but I'm going to tell you my story this time. Before East Shore, I had almost zero church experience, other than attending a few weddings and ceremonies. I'd spent most of my life, my adult life, in protect and provide mode for our family. I had a long career in the world of telecommunications and software technology, and in that world, values are rarely considered or discussed. We focused all of our conversations on very pragmatic goals and challenges. And in that very materialist setting, I often felt like my deeper needs were not being met. I came to East Shore, and I was impressed by our minister's invitation to live one's life according to well-considered values and to not strictly focus on material gain. Over time, East Shore's programs and the UU values have become a new foundation for my life. Values influence how I judge my own actions and decisions. Values influence who I spend my time with. And values influence how I choose to spend my time, my money, and my efforts. Now, sometimes that's felt really good and comforting to side with love here at East Shore, but it hasn't always been an easy path, and sometimes I've fallen from the path. I've had to confront things about myself, things that expose those gaps in my own level of understanding or my own application of the principles that I say I uphold. And when I'm struggling like that, it's been comforting that I've been supported by fellow travelers here who are willing to dive deeply into important matters with me. By participating in East Shore's programs and friendships here, I've been able to satisfy those yearnings that I had that I couldn't get met in the outside world of material culture. So, to summarize, what attracted me to join East Shore was the opportunity for values-based living. It's in the water here. What keeps me at East Shore is what I call the magical force multiplier effect. Let me explain. By participating at East Shore, I've been able to achieve much more than I would have been able to under my own steam. East Shore has provided me with so many opportunities to stretch myself, to offer services to others, to maintain friendships based on deeper sharing and understanding. For example, let's take service projects. What would have once seemed unattainable if I were striving on my own is made easy because we're all here pulling together. Opportunities to teach, to learn, to serve, sing, and create abound here. All I have to do is to say, well, sure, I'll try that. And miraculously, I find myself on a team of equally committed friends involved in doing things that are greater than any of us individuals could possibly do, and with much greater impact than if we each had tried to work alone under our own power. Maybe it's not a magical multiplier, but it should be called the power of collaboration or something, or the empowerment through community. But whatever we call this magical force multiplier, it's real and it feels really good and purposeful and effective. I don't want to dwell too much on the specific activities that I choose to get involved with. All I will share is that frequently I'm surprised by how far East Shore has propelled me. You know, teaching K through 3 classes or sheltering unhoused people or singing in our mighty choir. Each member of our community chooses their own path and the activities that are meaningful to them. What makes it work is that we're all doing that together. I want to share, and I do share, the hope that Reverend Maria Christina spoke of last Sunday. The hope that this next year will bring a sense of abundance to our community, that each of us will choose to exercise our skills, our creativity, our talents, to help build a renewed vision of our church as a place of justice, of spirituality, and of personal growth. That each of us will pledge fully to support East Shore's success in the absolute knowledge that many others among us are equally committed and generous, whatever their means are. East Shore needs and deserves such abundant thinking. That will be good for all of our souls. I think the time of austerity and concern is over. I think it's time for abundance. That will keep our collective spirit flourishing. All I have to say is jump on in with both feet. Come in. The water is nice. Immerse your whole selves in our collaborative project to promote justice, community, spirituality, and love here at East Shore. Reverend Maria Christina welcomes each Sunday with these words, and I'm not sure I'd really thought through what that invitation meant, so I'll just repeat them for you here. May you find here room for your spirit to be refreshed and nourished. May you find joy and meaning while doing the work of creating and strengthening this beloved community, our shared spiritual home. My deepest hope for our church is that everyone here will accept her invitation. Thank you very much. Now is the time.